Offside.
Francoski reli iz Dakarja. Francoska vojska je prejšnji četrtek zapustila svojo nekdanjo kolonijo Senegal in upravljanje dveh vojaških baz prepustila senegalski vojski. Na obeležitvi, ki so se udeležili tako francoski kot senegalski vojaški predstavniki, so predali do sedaj največjo francosko vojaško bazo v državi Camp Jail in vojaško letališče v Dakarju. Odločitev o umiku je francoska vojska sprejela februarja, ko je senegalski predsednik države Bassirou Diomaye Faye dejal, da je prisotnost francoskih vojakov nezdružljiva s suverenostjo Senegala. Državi sta skupaj ustanovili komisijo zadolženo za nadzor nad francoskim umikom, ki se je začel v začetku marca. Takrat je francosko veleposlaništvo v Dakarju sporočilo, da so nadzor nad vojaškimi objekti in stanovanji v okrožjih Marešal in Saint-Exupéry v senegalski prestolnici prepustili lokalnim oblastem. Do nedavnega umika je francoska vojska zapustila tudi bazo Contramiral Proté v dakarskem pristanišču in oporišče v mestu Rufisk na zahodu države. Alžirski novinar portala Mena Defense Akram Karif komentira, da se je kolonialna vojska odločila za premik od stalnih oporišč k bolj fleksibilnim sodelovanjem.
France began disengaging from Senegal in early 2025, completing the transfer of its two last bases, Camp Galilee and also the airfield at Dakar, the former national airport. On July 17, 2025, they finished this withdrawal. So this withdrawal serves multiple goals: national sovereignty push for the Senegalese. The Senegalese president Bassirou Diomaye Faye emphasized that hosting foreign military bases conflicted with his vision of sovereign autonomous defense. But also there's an evolution of the French strategic model in Africa. Paris is shifting away from the fixed site deployments towards a more light footprint or flexible partnership model, offering joint training, intelligence sharing, and temporarily deployed forces rather than bigger permanent bases. Local French sentiment or anti-French sentiments was crucial in this decision. After the usual withdrawals in Mali, Burkina, Niger, Chad, and sometimes amidst anti-French protests, Senegal's move followed a broader trend of former colonies demanding more autonomy.
Predsednik Faye, ki nasprotuje vojaški prisotnosti imperialistične vojske, se je kljub umiku zauzel za obrambni dogovor z nekdanjo kolonialno gospodarico. Okoli 350 francoskih vojakov nastanjenih v Senegalu je v državi deklarativno skrbelo za izvajanje skupnih operacij s senegalsko vojsko. Kot pojasni Karif, novi sporazum med obema vladama vključuje skupno vojaško usposabljanje, izmenjavo obveščevalnih podatkov in začasno napotitev francoske vojske v Senegal v času kriz.
Although France has excited permanently the area, they've laid the groundwork for a modernized defense pact or alliance with Senegal. It should include joint military training and exercises, a lighter presence at sea, intelligence sharing on regional threats, especially terrorism, temporary deployments during major crises or emergencies, if needed and if asked by Senegal. The use of shared facilities for logistical support without French troops being permanently stationed, thinking of the port of Dakar or the airport as a main logistical hubs that could be used by France.
Francoska vojska je sicer zaposlovala tudi okoli 160 senegalskih delavcev, s katerimi je sodelovanje prekinila 1. julija. Kaj umik vojske pomeni za Senegal, pojasni profesorica političnih znanosti na Nigerijski univerzi Obafemija Valovo, Amaka Teresa Oriaku.
For Senegal, it means a lot. For example, if Senegal had been independent since 1960, August, as a matter of fact, 1960. From August 1960 till 2025, Senegal has been under the umbrella of France until the French, Senegal depended on France for a budgetary and economic aids. It means that Senegal has not actually been completely independent. They were still being fed by France, and even their constitution, except when Ward tried to make a new constitution. Their constitution was modeled after that of France. So in other words, the Senegalese government has been an appendage of France. So now that this new president, Faye, has said they should withdraw, it means he's taking the bulls by the horns.
Faye je marca lani slavil na predsedniških volitvah, na katerih je nastopil kot neodvisni kandidat, pred prepovedjo delovanja pa ga je podprla levičarska panafriška stranka, Afriški patrioti Senegala za delo, etiko in bratstvo, znana kot PASTEF. Po prevzemu predsedniškega položaja je razpustil parlament, v katerem je do razpustitve imela večino liberalna stranka Združeni v upanju, katere ustanovitelj je nekdani predsednik države Macky Sall. Na novembrskih parlamentarnih volitvah je stranka PASTEF osvojila 130 sedežev v 165 članskem parlamentu. Fej je v predvolilni kampanji zagovarjal pregled ribiških licenc tujih podjetij, ukinitev francoskega franka v državi in uvedbo senegalske valute ter upeljavo staroselskih jezikov v šole. Predsednikove predvolilne obljube predstavi sogovornica.
Three major things he campaigned about. He said he was going to withdraw, make sure that France withdrew from Senegal, and that he's going to have their own Senegalese currency, because to him that their currency was attached so much to France CFA. So he was going to make sure that they have their own currency, and that he was going to fight corruption, that they cannot grow, Senegal cannot grow when corruption is endemic. So I would say for these three major promises he made, he has taken one. So there's still time. He might still, we're watching, he will still maybe still take further steps to maybe create their own, redesign their own currency, and maybe arrest corrupt people who are alleged to be corrupt and corrupt leaders.
Fej je 1. decembra lani na 80. obletnico masakra v vasi Tiaroj, ko so francoski vojaki po ocenah zgodovinarjev pobili 400 senegalskih vojakov, ki so se med drugo svetovno vojno borili za francosko vojsko, sprejel tudi 5 ukrepov za obeležitev pobojev. Senegalski vojaki so za svoje bojevanje na strani kolonizatorjev zahtevali plačilo in pravično obravnavo. Fej je od francoskega predsednika Emmanuela Macrona zahteval vsaj opravičilo za kolonialne zločine. Macron pa je Fejo poslal pismo, v katerem je priznal krivdo za pokol. Predsednikov odnos s Francijo komentira Karif.
Under President Fay, relationships between France and Senegal undergone notable recalibration. Senegal now demand for full sovereignty. The president pushed for the departure of all foreign bases, positioning his administration as principal for national autonomy. There are a lot of calls from the population for accountability. He's demanding apologies and reparation for colonial era grievances, including historical events like the Tiaroi massacre in 1944. Also, Senegal, they retain some pragmatic ties with France despite anti-base policy. Both governments continue to pursue economic cooperation and defense cooperation. Also, Senegal seeks for a peaceful transition relative to neighbors. The handover in Senegal was notably more collaborative and ceremony-driven, unlike what happened in the other countries of the Sahel.
Umik francoske vojske iz Senegala je zadnji v nizu izgonov vojske z afriške celine. Oblasti v slonokoščeni obali so francosko vojsko februarja nagnale iz države. Predtem je čanski zunani minister Abderrahman Kolomala decembra naznanil prekinitev obrambnega sodelovanja s Francijo. Zadnje francosko vojaško oporišče v Sahelu pa je moralo zapustiti okoli 1000 pripadnikov francoskih oboroženih sil. Po državnih udarih v Burkini Fasu, Nigru in Maliju je trojico sahelskih držav zapustilo okoli 4300 vojakov. Francoski vojaki so leta 2022 zapustili tudi Srednjeafriško republiko. Francoska vojska ostaja v Gabonu, kjer so bazo de Gaulle preoblikovali v deljeno taborišče, v katerem bodo francoski vojaki izobraževali tamkajšnje vojake. Francoski predsednik Macron je decembra sporočil, da bo v luči nedavnih izgonov vojaško oporišče v Džibutiju postalo bolj pomembno. V tamkajšnji bazi je trenutno nastanjenih okoli 1500 vojakov. Macron je julija lani s predsednikom Džibutija Ismailom Omarjem Gulejem podpisal tudi podaljšanje obrambnega sporazuma, ki sta ga državi prvič podpisali leta 1977. Karif pove, da si Francija bazo v Džibutiju želi obdržati zaradi njene lege.
This is something else, and I think that Djibouti is much more strategical for France than Dakar. Djibouti is the largest permanent military foothold in Africa with around 1,500 personnel at the air base and the naval facilities. The key reasons include the strategic geographic position of the country. Djibouti is overlooking the Red Sea. It's critical for regional security and for the anti-piracy efforts, the Middle East operations of France, and also the Indian Ocean logistics. As an international cooperation hub, this base is at the same place of other international bases, such as Camp Le Monnier for the US, and also the Chinese base and Japanese base, and maybe tomorrow also a Russian base there, because Russia is asking Djibouti for a naval base there. There's also a mutual defense agreement between Djibouti and France. And also France uses Djibouti as a command hub for Africa and the Middle East in a broader fashion.
Senegal z izgonom Francije iz države prekinja vojaško vez z nekdanjo kolonizatorko in nadaljuje upor nekaterih afriških držav proti neokolonialnemu izkoriščanju. Francosko vojsko bi v Atlantski ocean odpeljal tim.